The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
What's wrong with you?
Man, do it. Whoa. Hit it. Start it over from the top, right? Jesus Christ.
Y'all giggly this morning.
I can't be
laughing.
Happy.
Yes, you can.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all so used to seeing black people down. I like being happy.
You're giggly and all.
That's right. Vibrate high. Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Angela is out. Charlamagne was popping.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Good morning. How's everybody feeling out there?
I'm tired.
Not me. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored.
I am tired.
I'm ready for the day. Why? What you did last night that you so tired?
Wouldn't you like to know, honey?
This guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, ask a man. This is a solid question, and you get a little kinky answer back, okay?
Man.
Relax.
Just a little tired. That's all. Just a little tired. It happens every once in a while. You know, I was all over the place over the weekend. I didn't get a chance to recharge. I was in Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival and traveling, so just a little recharge.
It's that time of year, though. It's that, like, it's not a strange time of year, but you know it's that moment of the year where it's about to be a rush. And the reason it's about to be a rush, because it's the last few months of the year. So, you know, you got Halloween and then Thanksgiving
and then Christmas.
It's just that whole end of the year rush is like,
right,
it's a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we all know it's a thing.
Yeah. Yep, okay? yep.
But I'm happy to be here. God is good, man. God is great.
God is great.
Absolutely.
Every day, yes.
Every day above ground, yes, is a great day. It's another day to vibrate higher. It's another day to send healing energy to people who need it. Because, boy, y'all niggas is hurt. God dang. Every day y'all find something to complain about and be mad about, but whatever.
All right.
We're here.
Yes, we are.
To discuss it all.
That's right. And we got front page news next. We'll tell you about COVID. COVID, COVID, COVID. Aren't you tired of hearing talking about COVID? I am.
Well, if everybody was doing what they were supposed to be. No, I can't even say that. I was about to say if everybody was doing what they were supposed to be doing, there probably wouldn't be no COVID. We don't know that.
No, we don't know. Like, they don't know that.
It sounds
either.
Good.
It
it's
sounds
good to have great. That optimism and that hope, but we don't know that.
Absolutely. All right. So front page news is next. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Turn the mic on, Red.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night in Monday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers beat the Lions 35-17. Did you watch the game?
No. Why would I watch the game? My Dallas Cowboys played Sunday.
I mean, it's still football now. The Packers running back, he finished with 4 touchdowns, 1 rushing and 3 receiving. Aaron Jones. So congratulations to him.
I don't watch much TV nowadays. I watch Marvel's What If when it comes out. And I mean, I watched my show, of course, last week when it came on Friday on Comedy Central at 10 p.m. The God's Honest Truth. But I don't watch much TV.
Yeah,
I watch Insecure when it comes back.
I watch Million Dollar Listing because I'm always into
Raising Kanan. Watching Raising Kanan.
I watch Raising Kanan. I can't wait to the BMF. It starts when the 26th, I believe.
I don't know, but I'm watching.
Yeah, that starts in another week, so I'll definitely check that out. And I ain't gonna front. I do watch those reality shows with the wife, Housewives of Potomac, Housewives of Salt Lake City, which is pretty good because the lady just got arrested. Ooh, that's a good one.
My wife is watching a great show that I've been watching. I'm not all into it like she is, but it looks really interesting.
What's it called?
I know Mike Coulter is on it. It's like it's almost like they're living out biblical stories, but it's like in modern times.
I can't remember.
I don't know. I can't remember the name of it. Somebody knows. Let me know. I forgot.
All right, now we got to fill you on what's going on with Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. Like yesterday, I gave you the story that they were boyfriend and girlfriend. They were kind of like nomads. They were living on the road, blogging and vlogging and going to different places across the country. And she came up missing. She was last seen with the boyfriend. When the police asked the boyfriend, of course, he said absolutely positively nothing and hired a lawyer on the spot. Well, yesterday, the parents of Brian Laundrie filed a missing report. They knew that he was going to some preserve. He hasn't reached out to them, so they went to the preserve to find the car. It's a 25,000-acre preserve, so they don't know where he's
at
right
now. What's a preserve? What's a preserve? Is a preserve different than a reserve?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I've never been to a preserve or a reserve. Let me ask somebody that might know. Dan!
It doesn't matter.
Preserve, reserve. What's the difference?
Reserve is like a park. Yeah, that I know. I've been to a reserve.
All right. So anyway, this is very interesting because they did get a 911 caller that called about the couple that knew nothing about this.
We're driving by, and I'd like to report a domestic dispute. A Florida license plate, Whiteland, gentleman, about 5'6", beard. They just drove off. They're going down Main Street.
Or what were they doing?
Cooperative, but we drove by, and the gentleman was slapping the girl. And then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her. Hopped in the car, and they drove off.
Now, that was a 911 caller saying that he's seen, allegedly, Brian Laundrie slapping Gabby Petito around in a car. Now, this is before she came up missing, so.
So they found what they believed to be her remains, and now he's missing?
Yeah, he's missing right now. They're going to do the autopsy today. Now, also, the FBI had a search warrant. They went to Laundrie's family's residence. Pulled out a bunch of files and things. We don't know what they pulled out as of yet, but they definitely did an investigation. So we'll see what they find.
So he's either on the run, hiding, or he's gone somewhere to kill himself.
That's what they believe.
Yes,
one that's what they believe. Now, COVID is officially America's deadliest pandemic as U.S. fatalities surpassed the Spanish flu in 1918. So that means over 675,000 people have passed away. Now, Pfizer says its COVID vaccine, though, is safe and effective for kids ages 5 to 11.
Okay.
Pfizer said the 2,200 kids that participated in the trial were given 2 doses of the vaccine 21 days apart, and they had great results. So they're saying that it's looking pretty good and effective for kids 5 to 11. Now, parents are trying to decide, will they give their kids the vaccine? Is it enough information? Is it enough trials? But that's on you. All right. And that is your front page news. Would you give your kids the vaccine?
I mean, kids get a bunch of vaccines now. I don't see why not. Like, you know, if your kid, if you got a young child and they, you know, they go to school, they get like 4 or 5 vaccines now to go to school.
Yeah, but
so it seems to me like, you know, this will probably be another one added to that list.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to do some more research. The only reason I question it is, you know, a lot of those other vaccines, those they've been in trial and they, you know, been through the system a long time. This is pretty much very, very new. And I'm not sure how it affects the kids' brains or their you know, as far as growing, as far as whatever it may be, you know?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I need more information. That's why we say, I don't like to say do research because none of us are like really doing research. It's not like we're, you know.
Yeah, you're Googling, you know, but you don't know what's right.
I need more information. Yes, yeah. I would like to have more information on it. But yeah. I would have to talk to somebody way smarter than me who you know, does this all
That's what I said. I got to speak to a couple of doctors and see what they say and see what they're doing with their kids. That's how you pretty much know.
But kids, kids get vaccinated all the time. If we got young kids in school, you know, you see that checklist of shots they got to get to be in school.
All right.
I don't know if it's none of those either.
Nope. But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad
or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy? It's Courtney from Atlanta.
What's up, brother?
What up, Carla?
Peace, King.
Get it off your chest.
Man, I want to get it off my chest, man. I'm sick of the Facebook fries, the Instagram idiot, the Twitter thugs. Man, you can't post your opinion without somebody trying to counsel you or the negativity. Like, I'm just over it. People be asking me, they're like, why won't you get off? But it's like, it's addicting, man. I'm a nerd, so it's kind of hard to, like, come home from a stressful day of work and like find something to do, so you scroll through social media, but all it is negativity, man. Uncle Charlotte, send me books, doctor.
I will. I'm going to send you The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health by Dr. Rita Walker. I'll send you Anita Kopac, Shallow Waters. I'll send you Tamika Mallory, State of Emergency. And I disagree with you. No, I'm serious. I'm going
to
send it to you. I'm going
to
put you on hold. And I was going to tell you that. Read a book, man. Like, we got to stop being in abusive relationships with our smartphones, because that's what it is. We're literally in abusive relationships with our smartphones and social media. We don't need it.
Facts. If I can find a way to like get off, like I will be off forever. It's like forever.
Just find something else that you're interested in. Like Charlamagne said, maybe it's a book. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's on your phone, but Googling things that interest you. You know
there
what I mean?
You go.
Whether you're into, you know, real estate, or you're into cars, or you're into clothes.
True.
Just get into something that you're into. You know what I mean? And look those things up. Like a lot of times
when
I'm on a plane or I'm in the airport, I just look up houses in different markets, because I just like I like looking at homes. You know, just whether I could afford them or not. That's just something that interests me.
And it is a lot of productive stuff you can watch online. You just got to curate. You got to curate what you're feeding into your mind. That's all.
But hold on, so we can get
I got your books right here. My hand. Look,
I see him. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mizzou.
Hey, Mizzou, get it off your chest.
You said Mizzou or Mabu?
Wait. N-E-B-U.
So you'd be like, so you like the bootleg Nobu? Like if there was like a if you was walking and you saw a restaurant called Nebu, you'd be like,
please don't make me get on you, boo. Don't make me get on you. Let me just get this off my chest.
Uh-oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, mama.
All right, baby, because you know, I love my black brothers. But so for real though, first let me tell you what's on you. This whole hold line that y'all got, I don't mind how long it is, but y'all got to stop the scare tactics with the COVID on there, okay? Then what's really pissing me off, I don't know if I can say that, but what's really irking my nerves is how is this this one coverage on this white girl, not trying to, you know, I hope they find her, hope her family, you know, finds peace and all that. But at the same time, there's over 75,000 black girls missing, and we can't get a story on one of them. Like, what's really going on with it? The coverage is only... it's only geared towards these top Twitter and TikTokers and all of that, instead of focusing on how many people are really missing. I don't want to hear only one person. I don't want to hear only one story about one white girl. Tell us the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just put it as one white girl's missing.
I agree with you. I think sometimes in the media, you know, it's literally about this story. So this story is playing out like something you would see on TV or in a movie or in a documentary. And I think that's the reason it's getting the coverage it is. I really do.
I hate that it is. Also, Charlamagne, you got, come on now. I'm going to need you to do some more research on these vaccines. Don't just, a lot has changed since, you know, we've been raising our children. Don't just go for the okey-doke.
What has changed? Science has gotten better?
I honestly, science has stayed the same. Have we advanced? No, things have been coming out from years prior that we, the public, have not known about. However, no, the basic injecting you with the issue to fix an issue is not going to ever sit well with me.
I tell you what, I went to the doctor yesterday because I've been coughing for a couple of weeks, and you know, I usually get bronchitis like once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me something that they've given me before called Benzonatate.
Benzonova.
200 milligram capsules. And I got to take one capsule by mouth 3 times daily for 7 days as needed. It's like a steroid. And guess what? I don't know what's in it.
You right?
But I went to the doctor and I'm taking it. And guess what? I feel much better than I have been.
Okay.
So I don't know what to tell y'all. There's doctors for a reason, guys.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
John, how you doing? Good morning, Breakfast Club.
John, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Brother, I've been wanting to just get on here to if you guys can help spread the word on how we can deal with our government and how they're treating us. Like, I came up with like an idea, like maybe we stop shopping at places that collect taxes. And if we all come together and just don't pay our taxes and find a way to redirect our own funds to our school and places that matter to us.
So listen, when you gonna stop paying your taxes?
Yeah, when you gonna start?
You first.
Yeah, you first. Let's see how okay. Let's see how it works with you.
Yeah,
first.
You first.
We come right behind you.
No, what I'm saying, if everyone comes together collectively, do you think they could really incarcerate all of us? If
yes.
Yeah, they sure as hell
they got
try.
More than enough prisons to incarcerate all of us. Yes, they could, sir. 100%. Yes.
I'm not against your idea, but you start first.
I don't see how it is that we can continue to give them our money and they can continue to say, hey, we don't care about you, or we're just going to do what we want to.
Like we said, you try it first, brother.
See what they doing.
We're not against it.
I'm not against it. I'm never going to complain with somebody who tells me they don't want me to pay taxes. But you got to figure out a way for me not to pay taxes without me going to prison.
That's right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, 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 this is Geneva calling from the 419.
Geneva, get it off your chest.
All right, well, let me get this off my chest. I'm so sick of my landlord. We've been playing these court games for the past year. We beefing, and I'm sick of her. She keeps trying to evict me, but she keeps taking my rent. Then she sent this old fake maintenance man named to my house to fix these maintenance requests. And the only thing he did was question me about this lawsuit.
What? Why y'all beefing?
To be honest, I really honestly don't know. And the other landlord said that's how she treat people. She just the devil. And then when you question her, like say if you say the sky is blue, she said no, it's not, it's purple. And by you not agreeing it's purple, she ready to put you out because you don't agree with her. And then she down here taking money from these, you know how the government gave all of these states money to help people that stopped the eviction? They overcharged the people $2,000 to $4,000 so they can get extra money. And like they paying on what the people own, pocketing the rest. They running a Ponzi scheme down here and I need a lawyer. So if anybody out there a lawyer, let me know. I need help.
Where you
at? I also asked her a year ago, Toledo, Ohio. I also asked her to have somebody fix the roof. And the only thing she kept saying was, I'm not sending nobody out there because of COVID. And here it is. Next, you know, the whole freaking roof falling on my kids. And my kids got injured real bad. And here it is. I asked her to move me. She gonna tell me, nope, you fine. We good. We gonna fix your stuff. And then 6 days later, it's still a hole in the roof. We living with birds, squirrels,
jeez,
goats, and everything.
Well, keep taking
and
them to court.
They come fix the roof with Gorilla Glue.
Well, keep
what?
Yes, I have pictures and everything.
Oh man!
And it's like people is scared. Like these lawyers here is scared to take on this billion-dollar corporation. But wrong is wrong and right is right. And these people is wrong, and they've been running a Ponzi scheme for a very long time. They've also been taking money from HUD. Like this Ponzi scheme needs to stop.
All right.
And if they just doing people so wrong, and I'm standing 10 toes down on mine because I ain't doing nothing wrong.
Okay, mama. Well, have a good one and good luck. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. When we come back, we got to send a rest in peace to a couple of people that passed away yesterday. So we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Club. That song is like a positive affirmation for a lot of people. Like, you know, they feel sexy when they hear that record.
Mm. Okay.
Some of y'all aren't, but, you know, you feel it.
They feel
that's
it.
Good.
It's all about you feeling. That matters. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get to the rumors. Angela Yee is out. Let's talk. Rest in peace.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
What?
Just the way you worded that. Angela Yee is fine, y'all. She's alive and well.
Okay? I said Angela Yee is out, but we're going to get to
rumors. Yeah, you said Angela Yee is out. All right, rest in peace.
I didn't say rest in peace, Angela Yee. No, I didn't. I said Angela Yee is out. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk. R.I.P.
Okay.
All right. Now, rest in peace to comedian and actor Anthony Johnson. You might know him from House Party and Friday. Let's play a clip.
I'm suing y'all. Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, my neck. My back. My neck and my back. Oh, I want $150,000.
But we can set out of court right now for $20.
Yeah, rest in peace to that brother. That was weird. I was reading it on TMZ yesterday, and they made it seem like he was passed away for a month.
Yeah, that's what they said. His nephew says that he was found lifeless in the store earlier this month in Los Angeles and rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Mm.
So definitely rest in peace. He was in so many. Moesha, Martin, Malcolm and Eddie, The Players Club, I Got the Hookup, Lethal Weapon 3, Menace to Society, just to name a few. And also, we got to send a rest in peace to Sarah Dash. She was in the group The LaBelles with Patti LaBelle. Can we play a little clip of one of the joints? She was 76 years old.
Rest in peace to that queen.
No cause of death has been given. That they just said she was feeling unwell in the recent days. So rest in peace to Sarah Dash.
I think I saw that yesterday. Your mama reminded you to do that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, Oscar De La Hoya, he's calling out Floyd Mayweather. He was supposed to fight last week, but he had COVID, so he couldn't fight. So during a press conference, they asked him about his health, and this is what he said.
How bad was it at the worst?
5 days of hell. Wow. And guess what? You know who I'm going to call out for my next fight?
Who?
Floyd Mayweather. I'll offer Floyd Mayweather $100 million.
Oh, my God. Are you still planning to fight before the end of the year? Do you think you can get that together?
Yes. Yeah, so that was with TMZ. He's calling out Floyd for $100 million.
I wouldn't mind that one. The reason I wouldn't mind that one is because those are actually, you know, two, you know, world-class boxers. Two, you know, both of them retired, of course, but I wouldn't mind that one. Floyd will do them dirty right now, though.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, Floyd will do them dirty.
Yeah, absolutely. $100 million, though? I mean, I'm sure Floyd will take that for that.
Yeah, and Floyd will do them dirty.
All right. Now, Kanye West reportedly buys a Malibu mansion out in California. He spent $57.3 million on a 4,000 square foot home.
What happened now? Say it again.
Kanye West just bought a new mansion, Malibu, California. $57.3 million. It's 4,000 square foot.
Oh, no.
It's a three story home, four bedrooms, four and a half baths. It's directly, you can walk right onto the beach.
$57 million?
Mm-hmm.
I need more than 4,000 square feet. I don't know what the house does. But
you're paying for location because you're right on the beach. You're right on the Pacific Ocean. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for location.
You can't drive to the beach?
When you're that rich, he's a billionaire. He's worth a billion, so he don't want to drive to the beach.
I don't knock nobody for doing their money. He acting his wage.
But you know,
$57 million is crazy.
But you know, they don't own the beach. People can still walk by their property because You don't own the beach.
Oh, no, I got to buy it. I need the beach with that $57
million.
You need the whole beach. No, if I'm dropping $57 million on a house, I need some of that beach, too, now.
Right.
Okay?
Well, they're saying the property was listed for $75 million, and it just got reduced, and he got it for $57.3 million. So supposed to be a steal.
Do you sleep better in a $57 million house? I'm just wondering.
I don't think so.
What are the creature comforts of a $57 million house? What does the house do for me for $57 million that it cost $57 million?
Nothing. It's a dope crib, though. It's a dope crib and dope location. So
4,000 square feet, $57 million don't seem like it adds up. But what do I know?
But it's because where his location is. Now, shout to Gunna. Gunna opens up a free grocery store in his former middle school, and he did it with the Gooda founder, Jasmine Crow. Now, let me tell you what they do. They have over 900 students in the school, and what they do is for some stores that throw away the food at the end of the day or get rid of the food when it's no longer needed, he takes the store and he gives it to the kids in his neighborhood for absolutely positively free, which is dope.
Absolutely. I want to include bonds for Gunna. He takes the food to the kids.
Yeah, so, you know, okay. He takes it to the grocery store and the kids can come to the grocery store. They can select food. He has clothing there, hygiene products, and more.
I was like, they're going to give him out whole stores?
No. It's a grocery store
the whole stores
where you can
kids?
Go there and go get food, clothes, or hygiene products or whatever you need.
Got you.
All right. He said, that's these are dope. The things I said I was going to do when I got in position. So I'm just following that and helping out my community.
That's what it's
so
about, man.
Shout to Gunna.
It's not about just doing good. It's about, doing good for other people.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? When you're doing good, you have to do good.
Absolutely. All right. And that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we'll give you some COVID updates. Are you going to give your kids COVID, the vaccine? Well, we'll talk about it.
Shut up already. Could you just stop talking this morning? All right. Jesus Christ. Gunna giving out stars. You want parents to give their kids COVID?
I said the
Could
vaccine.
You
I said the COVID vaccine.
No, you
did not. I did say vaccine. Did you hear me say vaccine, Red?
After the fact. You caught yourself. This guy is so crazy.
I'm tired, man. This is Angela. You should be doing this, man. Did you just snort?
I did. That I did.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, and the General Insurance is all about making your life easier. The General has flexible payment options, and they allow you to choose your payment date and how you pay. They accept cash, card, or check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. And just so you know, you should know, Angela Yee is out. So I'm filling in for her. So when they give me these reports, usually they say, okay, MV, this is what you tease after. We'll get into that. They didn't give me
nothing. No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Stop that.
They don't even give Angela Yee that.
No, they give it to you. You got all this.
Okay, whatever.
All right, well, let's start it. Monday Night Football! The Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions 35-17. Now, if you got an Apple iPhone, there's going to be a new iOS 15 update for the phones. Now, this is some of the updates. Finally, for all you Android users, now you can FaceTime with somebody that has an Apple iPhone.
I don't think Android users deserve FaceTime. You know what I'm saying? They've been fighting it all these years, you know what I mean? Not wanting to get an Apple phone like the rest of us. Why do they deserve FaceTime now?
Well, now you possibly can. Now the person from...
And how are you going to look on an Android FaceTime?
Might
probably
look
all
clearer.
Pixelated.
Nah, you might look a lot clearer. Yeah, absolutely. So what they have to do is the Apple person has to send you a link, and then you have to be accepted for you to be able to talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah, I'm not dealing with that. I'm definitely not sending nobody
not
with an Android
link.
Nope, if I got to do all that, then you don't deserve the FaceTime.
All right.
Now, I just found out you can FaceTime with more than one person, you know.
Damn, you all.
I always wondered what that was when people would hit me and it'd be like, join FaceTime call, and it'd be a couple numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally realized you can FaceTime with more than one person.
Now, they have a new the Do Not Disturb function now. If it's part of your family or the people that you call all the time, it won't just send somebody the voicemail. It'll tell you, hey, it's on Do Not Disturb. They'll send them the message when they wake up, so it'd be a nicer response.
I like that. That's respectful. And the reason that's respectful is because people don't think you're just ignoring them.
Correct.
You know what I mean? But... will that give that person a reason to keep calling you, hoping that it'll break through? Cause
nah, because like if we're on air, you can put it on that function so a family member like, hey, mm-hmm. I'm on air. As soon as I get off, I'll let you know. Opposed to somebody who else to just go send straight to voicemail.
But don't if you call a couple of times back to back, it'll ring sometime.
Not that I know.
Oh,
all right. Now also faster Siri. They says Siri will send faster information and something I think is dope. They will have now your driver's license will be in Apple Wallet. So Apple says that the TSA and so far 8 states are already on board. So, sometimes if you get your driver's license at home or you lose your driver's license, it'll now be in your Apple wallet so you can always have it. So
that's dangerous. It's dangerous enough being black reaching for your wallet to get your regular ID. Now I got to reach for my phone and hold that big thing out the window. You see how big this thing looks? You think this won't be mistaken for something? Don't do that.
What? Don't do that. You say how big this thing looks?
See what I'm saying? Don't do that.
Whoa. All right. Now, COVID is officially America's deadliest pandemic as U.S. fatalities surpass the Spanish flu. Over 675,000 people have passed away from COVID. Now, Pfizer says its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for kids ages 5 to 11. But I don't know if I'm going to let my kids get the vaccine yet. So I still want to wait a little bit. And that's just me. And the reason why is, you know, kids are younger. They're still, their brains are growing. Their body is growing. I just want to make sure that the vaccine doesn't affect anything that's going on with my kids.
But, you just want some more information, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Now, Johnson & Johnson, the two-dose version of Johnson & Johnson is now, they're saying, 94% effective against COVID-19. Why you breathe like that?
Because it's Johnson & Johnson.
What's wrong with Johnson & Johnson, man?
I don't know. I think you're risking it taking two shots of Johnson & Johnson.
Stop it, man.
I don't know.
Stop it, man. All right. Well, that is your front page
news. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a COVID vaccine. It's the fact that it's Johnson & Johnson. Okay?
All right. Now, let's open up the phone lines. I seen this conversation yesterday on social media.
We're
right?
not having this stupid conversation.
Yes, we are. 800-585-1051. Now, this conversation I seen all over social media yesterday, people were comparing Drake to Michael Jackson.
And y'all got to stop. This is why nobody listens to y'all.
They were saying,
this is why I don't talk to niggas after
is Drake the new Michael Jackson?
Y'all got to stop.
Is he bigger than Michael Jackson?
Y'all got to stop.
Is he this generation's Michael Jackson?
Y'all have to stop. How can this generation even talk about Michael Jackson when this generation didn't experience Michael Jackson? You didn't experience a man selling 75 million records when you had to actually take your ass into the record store to buy the record, okay? This ain't them goddamn rivers and them ponds and them screams, all right? You had to freaking actually walk into the record store and buy an album.
Some people would say
it's a different level.
Drake is just as big. Drake has broken numerous records.
Michael Jackson was the most famous person on the planet, the whole globe. I don't think Jesus was as famous as Michael Jackson when Jesus was here. Now, Jesus might be the most popping now, right? After the crucifixion and all that, everybody loves Jesus.
Oh, so
he might be
the most popular
now. Mm-hmm. But Michael was right up there with Jesus when he was alive, if not a close number two. All right? Stop.
People are saying, they're saying that Drake beat Meek. Mikey ain't have to beat nobody like that.
Huh?
That's what they're saying.
Man, shut up, man. Stop talking to me about these stupid people.
800-585-1051. They're talking Michael Jackson and Drake. If you think Drake is bigger, I would love to hear from you. I would love to have this conversation
with you
this
morning. Drake don't believe that.
800-585-1051.
Drake will tell you that's silly.
Let's talk about it.
The best-selling album of all time is Thriller with 120 million sold. Okay? He's got five best-selling albums of all time. Okay? He's been on the chart. He's been on the chart since he was 11 years old.
All right.
Like,
well,
stop.
Well, let's talk
about
it.
He's the most successful artist of all time.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Stop,
guys.
It's
the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Did you know? It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're talking about Drake versus Michael Jackson. I don't
Man,
know why
shut
this
up.
Became a conversation, but it's all over social media. Drake has over 200 million records sold. He has 10 number one albums. And I read somewhere they said Drake is the highest selling individual artist based on certified sales.
I don't know anything about that. I know Michael Jackson is the greatest selling solo artist of all time. Okay? Michael Jackson is the greatest selling solo artist of all time. 182 plus million albums sold. Okay? And you're talking about a man who, when he was in the Jackson 5 sold over 100 million records. And Michael Jackson is one of the most famous people of all time. I know you've seen the videos where people just faint when they see Michael Jackson. Like, when you talk about Michael Jackson, you're talking about Jesus Christ, Michael Jackson. Who else is that famous? Who else is that famous?
Michael Jordan?
I don't know if Michael's on their level. I'm being honest with you. Michael Jackson was different, bro. No disrespect to Drake. And that's why people don't really appreciate, you know, this generation's legends the way that they should, because they always want to compare them to the legends that came before. But it's a big difference having to walk into a record store and buy an album as opposed to streaming it. You know what I'm saying? Or as opposed to you getting a sale because your song is on in the gym or on the radio.
Correct.
It's a different level, bro.
I agree with that.
It's a different level.
Hello, who's this?
It's Hayes Capone.
Hey, what's up, bro? Drake or Michael Jackson, brother?
Michael Jackson is not bigger than Drake. Was not bigger than Drake. Drake's the biggest ever. I'm 50 years old, and I can tell you that right now.
You said how old? Is the biggest ever?
I'm 50.
Man, shut up. Why do y'all say things like this?
Charlamagne, take it easy. Don't get tight. Drake's the biggest ever.
Hold on. So saying Drake is the biggest ever, you're saying Drake's bigger than Michael Jackson? You're saying he's bigger than the Beatles? Hold on.
You hear Highlight Bling?
Man, shut up. You're saying he's bigger than the Beatles? You're saying he's bigger than Elvis Presley? No.
He's not bigger than the Beatles, Charlamagne.
You said what?
He's bigger than Michael Jackson.
Have a nice day, sir. I'm not arguing with these people about this. I don't even know why you're doing this. You're just doing it to work my blood pressure up. This doesn't even make no sense.
Hello,
this conversation.
Who's this?
What's good, bro? This Dave.
Hey, we're talking Drake and Michael Jackson. For some reason online yesterday, they were saying that they believe Drake is bigger than Michael Jackson. What are your thoughts?
They crazy. Drake ain't close, bro. It's really because of social media. Mike didn't have social media, so you just couldn't get on the internet and see Mike whenever you wanted to, you know? So the times they seen him, it was overwhelming.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
Mike had people passing out.
Yes. Mike is the highest selling solo artist of all time, man. What are we talking about here?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name's Jerome, man. I'm from Philly. I live in Charleston, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
843.
Yesterday, they were talking on social yesterday that Drake was bigger than Michael Jackson. What's your thoughts, bro?
Well, I don't think he's bigger now, but I think he's on his way.
Well, guess what? He's going to need 4 decades to prove that. Michael Jackson spanned 4 decades. Michael Jackson has been doing this since he was a kid in the Jackson 5. How quickly y'all forget.
How many years he's going now?
He's dead!
No, not Michael Jackson. Drake, though.
Drake's going on his first decade.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you see any chances of stopping?
Yes. 4 decades is a long time. And I'm not saying Drake will always be relevant. You know what I'm saying? Because he's Drake and because of the foundation he's laid. But come on. Why are we having... I'm not arguing with y'all about this. It's Michael Jackson.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Rob.
What's up? You know, yesterday on social media, they were saying Michael Jackson is not as big as Drake. What's your thoughts?
Drake is hands down the biggest artist in the last 10 years. You can dispute the music, but you cannot dispute that. That Drake's the most consistent artist. As far as comparing him to Michael
Nobody's
Jackson,
denying that.
You, Charlamagne, you're absolutely right, man. Because of the time difference. Back then, you had to stand online. You had to go and get those real sales. Nobody's bigger than Michael Jackson.
Nobody.
Nobody will ever be bigger than Michael Jackson, hands down. But I don't care if you don't like... I know I heard the you and DMX were flaming Drake.
That was 8 years ago, okay?
Still.
Drake was still big 8 years ago. Drake right behind Michael Jackson, Drake got it.
Shut up. No, he doesn't. And I like this. You know I like
is,
Drake.
Bro? I think it's the fact that Drake is light-skinned. Because you know Charlamagne
no.
Don't like light-skinned brothers.
No,
besides me. So I got to shout out my light skin guys. But listen, Drake is hands down the biggest artist right behind Michael Jackson. Who else can hold it? Who can Drake do a versus with?
First of all, y'all talking about verses. We talking about just artist wise, Elvis Presley, the Beatles. You know what I mean? Madonna, U2. Like, I mean, listen, it's some huge, huge acts. Drake is doing his thing. But y'all got to stop doing this because y'all make people not appreciate what Drake is doing by putting him next to people like that. Like, stop.
585-1051. Yesterday on social media, they were comparing Drake and Michael Jackson, and a lot of people were saying Drake is bigger than Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson had top 10 singles in 5 different decades. What are we talking about?
What are your thoughts? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club, but he ain't had no Kiki. Do you love me?
He had hee-hee. What's wrong with y'all?
Call us up right now. Matter of fact, let's get into a Drake joint right now. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for Michael Jackson. Oh, it hurts. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York or Japan.
That clown on me with that.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's Steve.
Elton John.
Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. He's over there just shouting.
Because this is a, you know why? Because this is a silly conversation, and it's a silly conversation because you got to continue to let Drake grow. You know what I'm saying? You got to continue to let Drake evolve. The fact that y'all are having a conversation about Drake versus Michael Jackson is ridiculous, and it makes me feel like y'all don't know enough about Michael Jeffrey Jackson. Oh, is that Michael Jeffrey Jordan? What's Michael's middle name?
Jeffrey Jordan, I thought it was Michael Jordan.
I don't remember Michael's middle name, but Michael Jackson. Okay?
You know Drake created a dance?
Boy, I know you don't want to have no conversation about the dances that Michael Jackson created. You know, I'm not even talking to y'all. I'm playing. Y'all trolling me. I know I'm getting trolled. I got to be getting trolled. This ain't real.
What?
This ain't real.
You ain't do that.
You 45 years old. How old are you?
I'm not 45.
You 44.
But what?
You going to sit here and act like you ain't never seen the moonwalk?
He got that from
I don't care
James
who
Brown.
He got it from. There's not a dance Drake could do that's more popular than the moonwalk will ever be.
And if you Google, it actually says online that Michael Jackson actually got that dance from Drake's dad. For everybody out there, I'm joking. I swear I'm joking.
Dan, bring my light up, Dan.
Wow.
Dan, bring me a lighter.
Let's go to the
light my Palo Santos. y'all just in here trolling for no reason.
Hello, who's this?
Dirty Jersey.
What up, Dirty Jersey?
What's going on?
Hey, you know, yesterday they were talking online that Drake and Michael Jackson. They were saying Drake is bigger than Michael Jackson. What's your thoughts?
We're seeing the side effects of the crackhead era. You
okay. Thank you, Dirty Jurors.
All right. Thank you. Hello. Who's this?
Yo, this is Anthony from Ohio.
Anthony, man, they're saying Drake's bigger than Michael Jackson. What are your thoughts?
Hey, anybody who says that be 15 or younger, man.
Gotta be.
Kids, bro. We got paying these kids attention, man. This shouldn't even be man. It shouldn't even be a man. Jackson's bigger than Drake, man.
Why are you burning sage right now?
Because, man, I'm getting all this negative energy out of the room. Because y'all be trolling just to be trolling. Hello? And I think that we got to stop having these conversations that we see online because these people be trolling, man. They don't believe this.
Hello, who's this?
Demary.
Hey, we're talking Drake versus Michael Jackson. What are your thoughts?
It is not possible. Michael Jackson is in his own lane. Like, there has been... Michael Jackson has been around since 1964 with the Jackson 5. Let's start there. They were their own lane, period. Now, Michael Jackson made his own name after that. Drake, I don't know. He's kind of only been around for, what, 10?
He's young.
10 years.
He's young.
So why are we having this conversation? You're comparing him to somebody who was around for 4 or 5 decades, bro. Why are we doing this?
That part. And also, not to mention... Michael Jackson is a pop artist. He is not a rapper. I feel like Drake can be put in his own category. Yes, he can be an icon, but he can be an icon to this generation, not compared to an icon who has been around for, like, since Drake was never even thought of.
That's what I'm saying, man. Michael Jackson is the greatest selling solo artist of all time. And even when you talk about, you know, Drake, when people say he's second to Michael, the Beatles, Elvis Presley, Queen, Madonna... Rolling Stones, you know how many groups that are huge historically?
Hello.
Drake got a long way to go, man.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's Lewis from Atlanta.
Hey, Lewis from Atlanta. We're talking Drake. They've been saying Drake is bigger than Michael Jackson. What you think?
Drake has done a lot of great things. He's still doing it, but there's no way Drake is bigger than Michael Jackson.
Yes. You had
there's
to get...
There's a lot of ways. There's a difference in how you get your numbers up nowadays. You actually had to go and get it, like Michael did, and... It's like the whole Jordan and LeBron debate. There's 2 different eras. There's no way.
Yeah, it's 2 different eras, man. But if y'all talk about men lie, women lie, numbers don't, it's a big difference selling 180 million records, okay?
Definitely.
You know, and he sold 75 when you actually had to get up and go to the damn record store, okay?
You're right.
Mike, yep. and we act like the Jackson 5 didn't sell another 100 million records, okay? Yo, Michael Jackson was so big and was making so much money that he bought the Beatles catalog in the 80s for $47 million.
Oh, let me just pull this
okay?
up.
Okay. And hold up. The white man wanted the Beatles catalog so bad that they gave Michael Jackson half of Sony Publishing. Whenever you saw Sony ATV on somebody's album, that was Michael's. What are we talking about
here,
bro?
Drake just bought Dave's Hot Chicken restaurant chain. What?
What?
Shut your ass right up. That's what
no, I'm lighting my Palo Santos. See, one thing about me, I have learned to not let niggas disturb my peace. Okay? That's why I don't talk to them after 5 p.m. All right? So you're not going to disturb my peace this morning because I know y'all trolling me. All right? I'm 43 years old. All right? I don't need high blood pressure.
Don't play with you. You seen Drake Crib? You seen Drake Crib?
Wait, have you ever seen Neverland? Nope. Boy, sit your silly ass down. Have you seen Neverland? The man had an amusement park as a house, as an estate. What are you talking about?
They said that wasn't his. They said he leased it.
No.
What's the moral of the story, man?
Moral of the story is play some Michael Jackson, okay? Since y'all want to play Drake so much. Play some Michael. Play Off the Wall. We got Off the Wall in there?
Yeah, we got Off the Wall.
With a party, people, oh. Night and day.
No.
What Michael Jackson songs we got in there?
We got Hotline Bling.
Eddie, what Michael Jackson songs we got in there?
We got Kiki, Do You Love Me?
Man, shut up, man. Play Wanna Be Starting Something. There you go. That's what Michael's saying from heaven right now. Watching that stupid-ass debate yesterday. Y'all want to be starting something, okay?
There's no way they could compare these two. Of course, Michael Jackson is bigger, man.
It's not even close.
It's not close at all, man. I'm just joking around. But we got rumors on the way. We got to tell you about Carmelo Anthony. He has a new book.
Play Michael for real, though.
He talks joining the Lakers, his career, and more. And let's get into Michael Jackson. What are we playing? Want to be starting something? Mr. Breakfast Club, good morning.
Are the mics on, man? Drake's bigger than Michael Jackson. Listen, let Drake be Drake, okay? And Michael Jackson is already Michael Jackson. I figured it out, though. Our generation and generations before us set the bar so high that this generation is eager to have its own legends. But what they don't understand is that the only thing that makes a true legend is time. You have to give your people time. Okay, nobody truly appreciates anything in real time like they should. It's, you know, long after the fact that people come back and like really, 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 really give it up for a person. So just give the folks in your generation time. That's all. It's a lot of brothers and sisters out here on their way that I can see 10 years from now, you know, 20 years from now, people will still be like talking about, and they'll have their own bar that they set.
Mm.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So all give right. people time, man.
All right.
Speaking of time, make sure you watch The God's Honest Truth every Friday night at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. That's my late night talk show that premiered last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see y'all again this Friday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we are The Breakfast Club. We got rumors on the way. Angela Yee is out. She's on vacation. But during rumors, we'll tell you about Carmelo Anthony. He talks his new book, Joining Lakers, and more. So we'll get to that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Carmelo Anthony.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, Carmelo Anthony was on Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast. And they were talking about many different things, talking about his new book, talking about his career. And he talked about joining the Lakers after getting a phone call from LeBron.
Brian, did he call you?
He did.
Let's do it.
So
it was, you know, it was a real call, though. It wasn't like no bullshit. It was a real call. I wasn't expecting it from him. I mean, we talked about it years before about getting with each other, but I heard it. And that's my brother. I knew him since we was 15, 16 mm-hmm. years. I heard it. Yo, like, I need you. Say less.
Okay.
Mm.
Melo gives some good conversation, man. $1 million worth of game conversation was great. All his conversation on All the Smoke was great.
Yeah, he also talked about
In his book a lot.
He also talked about getting permission from his son to play in L.A.
Russ was hitting me.
Right.
And what we doing? Come on. What we doing? I'm like, damn, my son about to go to school in high school in New York. I told him I'll be there. I don't really know.
You got to go have this conversation.
I got to have a conversation, champ.
Yeah.
So they was like, yo, hurry up. We need an answer.
Damn, they rushing up. Hey, Hall of Fame.
The free agency don't even start till next week. Yeah. You want me to commit now? So I'm like, nah, I don't really jump into shit like that too easy, too quick. I got to think about it. I got to observe it. My son was like, yo, go.
That's right. I mean, listen, man, you got to continue that Anthony legacy. So, I mean, technically, mm-hmm. you know, going to L.A., that's a move for his son in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but his son is staying in New York. His son plays for, you know.
But the reason I say it's a move for his son, because, you know, Melo go to L.A., win a ring, that puts the cherry on top of an already Hall of Fame career.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whole different conversation now.
Yeah, I seen him, Lala, I think a couple of people posted this video yesterday of him training with his son, and that's so dope. His son teaching him, you know, moves, NBA mm-hmm. moves, and how to get mm-hmm. around certain things. I just thought that was dope.
Make sure y'all check out that Wallow and Gilly $1 million Worth of Game podcast with Carmelo Anthony, though.
Mm-hmm. He also talks about being suspended by David Stern.
David Stern suspended me out of everybody 15 games. Everybody else got like 6 games, 7 games, like that. And I go speak to him, like, why you do me like that? Man, your rap sheet. You want to be in the streets or you want to be in the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
You with a corporation now. I know who you with. I know where you live at. I know where they live at. I know when you close your eyes. I know when you work when you wake up.
Damn.
And I know what they doing. He's telling me. I know what they doing. Mm-hmm. Either tell them to stop or you got to cut them off. And I'm like, damn. Like how the f-? Like that's when I knew NBA was part of the feds.
What did he get suspended for? I don't remember. Do you remember why he got suspended that time?
Maybe when he punched. Remember when he ran and punched that dude? What was that dude he punched? I don't know what he was talking about in that context. But remember when he punched that dude?
Which one?
Who did Carmelo Anthony punch? Let me Google real quick.
In New York?
No, I think he was playing with the Nuggets then. Let me see.
Was it in New York or was it?
I don't know. Let me see. NBA brawl at the Garden. Oh, the Knicks and Nuggets. Yeah, he was playing for the Nuggets then. Who did he punch? Carmelo Anthony? Collins. He punched Collins in the face.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm.
He's a different man now.
Yeah, that was 06. I don't know if that's what he got suspended for, but I would assume.
Well, Jeannie Mai, which is Jeezy's wife, she made an announcement on The Real yesterday.
And there's so many reasons now that are coming to fruition as to why I would have said that then. But I do know that you never say never and that love can really change you. Yeah. And I'm so thankful to be on a show that's really helped me to grow and to evolve and to see myself differently than I would have ever imagined seeing myself.
Well, that was supposed to be the announcement. She announced yesterday that she is pregnant. So congratulations to Jeannie Mai and Jeezy.
Okay, congrats.
Drop a bomb for her, bro. You know, once before she said she never wanted to have kids. Even in her previous marriage, she said she didn't want to have kids. But I guess things changed when she married Jeezy. So congratulations to them. T.I., he has a new song. It's called F 'em. You heard the song yet? Featuring Lil Jon. He talks about the dismissal. He talks about his sexual assault case. He also talks about the haters. He talks about a lot in his opinion and him being able to say what he wants to say. And basically, if you don't like what he has to say, F you. Have you heard the song?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's too dirty because it samples Lil Jon's F you. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it samples that joint. We can't play it because it's got too many damn curses in it. Now, I wasn't joking earlier when I said Drake really invested into a fried chicken chain. Now, Drake will have a minority stake in Dave's Hot Chicken. It'll give him less than 50% ownership. He'll be standing alongside Boston Red Sox chairman Tom Werner and Samuel L. Jackson. These are the three big name investors in Dave's Hot Chicken. So congratulations to Drake. That's pretty big. All right. And that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving your donkey to?
Oh, man. Can we talk about what happened at the border? Can we talk about the U.S. border agents who are using horses and whips to deter Haitian migrants? Let's talk about it for after the hour. They need to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with them.
Yeah, we got.
I can't even believe that came out of my mouth in 2021. Yeah,
we got to break that down because in 2021, I'm trying to figure out, are they giving police officers at the border whips as weapons?
We'll talk about it.
Is that the standard? That's what they're doing? All right, we'll talk about it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The saga continues. Season 2 of Wu-Tang, An American Saga, debuts on Hulu September 8th. The Wu-Tang Clan will have to overcome even more obstacles, odds, and past beef as they come together to create the iconic album, Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. Catch up with Season 1 now and stream new episodes of Season 2 on September 8th, only on Hulu.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, it always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white. My wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, September 21st, goes to the U.S. border agents who are using horses and whips to deter Haitian migrants from entering the United States of America. You heard me right. U.S. border agents who are using horses and whips to deter Haitian migrants from entering the United States of America. Salute to all my Haitian massive. Sac passe. Lord knows I love Haitians. Okay, drop on the clues bombs for the Haitian massive. Some of the most loyal people you will ever meet on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
This to me is not just about, you know, these migrants being Haitians, though. This is about them being humans. And what is happening at the border is inhumane. But And humanity is the American way, okay? I am not shocked by anything this country does to people of color. All right, we have to stop acting shocked when we see these things and simply say to ourselves, this is America. Always has been. And if we don't start nucking when this country is bucking, it always will be. If you haven't seen the pictures, nothing I can say out of my mouth will do it any justice. I wish I knew this one particular U.S. border agent's name, okay? But a picture was taken of this U.S. Border Patrol agent on horseback with a whip, all right? The El Paso Times reported the agent had swung his whip and charged his horse at people trying to cross, shouting, let's go, get out now, back to Mexico! A Reuters report described the law enforcement officer using a lasso and whipping it close to the face of a migrant. You know, I remember South Carolina OG Jim Clyburn was on Breakfast Club last year, and he was talking about the Supreme Court and what the consequences would be if Democrats didn't, you know, pack the Supreme Court. That has nothing to do with this story other than the fact this picture seems like they have gotten the memo. Because OG Jim Clyburn said if they don't pack the Supreme Court could take us back to the 1800s. So it feels like these U.S. border agents have gotten that memo. Now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday called the pictures horrific, but declined to say what consequences there should be for the agent's actions. Before we get to all that, let's go to WPLS ABC 10 for the report, please.
The round of mass deportations are underway as the crisis at the border reaches a boiling point.
Thousands of migrants, many from Haiti, are now waiting to be processed by U.S. immigration agents after spending days on end dealing with heat and hunger. But it's shocking images like these here of border agents on horseback running into crowds with women and children. That has the White House facing backlash over its handling of the situation.
Border Patrol insists no harm was done, though an investigation is underway.
No harm was done? No harm was done. I mean, we saw a picture. It looked like it was a lot of harm being done. But now, can we listen to what Jen Psaki had to say? I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right. Can we listen to what she had to say?
There are photographs and reports of border agents on horseback using what appear to be whips on Haitian migrants.
I have seen some of the footage. I don't have the full context. I can't imagine what context would make that appropriate, but I don't have additional details. And certainly, I don't think anyone seeing that footage would think it was acceptable or appropriate. It's horrible to watch. I just have to get more information on it.
Jen Psaki. White House press secretary. She says she's seen some of the footage. She doesn't have the full context. What context would help you understand that situation, ma'am? Okay, you said it yourself. I can't imagine what context would make that appropriate. And you're right. There is absolutely no context that would make that situation appropriate. Now, let me tell you something. Whenever people are asked, you know, about things like the COVID vaccine, you know, they get shamed, slandered, and shunned for saying things like, I want more information on it. Personally, I don't think it's anything wrong with wanting more information before you make a decision. But when Jen Psaki says it, even though it's a whole picture, it shows us a man on a horse with a whip going after Haitian migrants. She needs more information. What do you want to know? You want to know what the whip is made out of? You want to know what the name of the horse was? Okay. Homeland Security. How you pronounce this guy's name? Oh, Dan's not listening. Homeland Security head. How you pronounce it?
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Alejandro Mayorkas. Homeland Security head was asked about the photo yesterday. Do we have what he had to say?
If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's lives. This administration is committed to developing safe, orderly, and humane pathways for migration, but this is not the way to do it.
I thought he was saying this is not the way to do it in reference to how the U.S. border agents were acting. He's saying this is not the way to do it as far as trying to come over to the United States. Like, where is
That's
the empathy?
What he meant?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, where is the empathy? Okay. He also said, and I don't know if we have this audio. We don't have this audio, right? Okay. Well, he also said, we are assuming the facts, and it's possible the agent was simply holding a long rein to ensure control of the horse. Long reins are used, but we are going to investigate the facts to ensure that the situation is as we understand it to be. And if it's anything different, we will respond accordingly. I die. The situation is as we understand it to be. So you want people at the border on horseback with whips? I'm so confused here. There is nothing this administration could say to justify why it's people on horses with whips at the border. Let me tell y'all something. There is no excuse. There needs to be consequences and repercussions. If y'all not about this type of inhumanity, prove it. Until then, Haitian Massive, y'all know what to do. Okay, it's time for some magic. All right, time to call on the ancestors, okay? You seen that movie, Sorry to Bother You, with Lakeith Stanfield? Remember when everybody started turning into horses? Time to make that happen, all right? We need some religious healing, okay? That's what we call it. These people need healing, so let's give them some religious healing. Get the drumming, okay? Get the chanting. Get the praying, all right? Sacrifice the chicken. Bury that chicken foot somewhere in Haiti with that U.S. border agent's name on it. That's why they haven't released his name yet, okay? They know what time it is, and they know what kind of power y'all possess. They just hoping you don't know the power you possess. You know what to do. Blow. Breathe. Hiss. Do what you have to do. Right this wrong. Because I have no faith that the Biden administration will. Please give this U.S. Border Patrol agent the biggest ER.
All right. I got a little problem with that. I think the whole agency should get it. Like the whole agency, not only him, the agency gave him a whip in that horse.
Okay.
To protect.
I agree.
Why in the hell would he need a whip?
Okay. We're going to need a lot more blowing for the whole agency. Let's do it. Let's go. A lot more hissing. Okay, a lot more breathing. You need some of that good magic. Get to praying.
Not just him, that whole agency.
I'm with you.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, let's slander the Breakfast Club this morning.
It's only two of us here.
All right. Well, we're still a Breakfast Club. We can slander the Breakfast Club. If you have a problem,
it's only
with
two of us here. So that means the probability of us getting more slanders is high.
It's the higher probability.
Even though it's always high with me, but yeah. Still.
Yeah, I'm usually second in line, but all right. 800-585-1051. If you want to slander the Breakfast Club, call us up right now. Maybe something that you don't like about me, Charlamagne, whatever it may be, call us up right now.
I really don't care.
800.
But it's for good content.
585-1051. Slander the Breakfast Club, all right?
I'm lying. I do care.
You do.
I'm sensitive.
You're sensitive. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep the Breakfast Club humble with Slander the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Greg.
Greg, what's up, man? Slander the Breakfast Club.
Man, y'all lazy, man. Why y'all work on the weekends? We need y'all 7 days a week, man.
Boy, shut up. The hell you talking about?
I do work on the weekends, just not here though. We all, and we got families too, bro.
I be home.
Man, put y'all families on part of the cast, man. We need y'all, man.
No, I be home high. I be home high off edibles. You know, loving on my wife, loving on my daughters on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we got families, brother.
I feel that. I got a family too, man. But y'all, you know, y'all the truth, man. We be needing y'all.
Well, right. If you want to catch us on weekends, you can always watch my late night show on Friday nights at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central, The God's Honest Truth.
We got podcasts, too, so you can definitely
that's
check
right.
us out, brother.
That's right. You can listen to all our podcasts on weekends, too.
Okay, bet. I got y'all, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Daniel.
Hey, stand at the Breakfast Club.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, no, I was calling about Charlamagne. It's just, it's funny, the last comment the donkey the other day was saying that he don't trust his administration, but 9-10 months ago, whenever they were voting, he was Biden's best friend. He was riding with Biden.
That's a lie. You are a liar.
I don't know if you know. He always said he didn't trust his
administration. I never liked Joe Biden, ever. I like Kamala Harris.
Come on, man.
What you talking about? I've always said that. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you if he's lying. He said that from the door.
I voted for him.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, you was riding with Biden. Now you don't.
I was not riding with no goddamn Biden.
Riding with Biden.
What are you talking about? I've never liked Joe Biden.
Oh, man.
But I did vote for him, and regardless of who's in the White House, you got to hold people accountable, man. That's what democracy is about.
Yeah, absolutely. From one president to the other, but this one damn sure ain't no better.
You right.
I don't know if you remember. Don't you remember Kanye wanted Charlamagne to be Secretary of State?
So man, shut up.
He wasn't riding. Goodbye, brother. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Nick Davis from Lexington, South Carolina, man. What's happening?
What's up, man? Slam
South
the Breakfast Club,
Carolina.
Bro. Yeah, so DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
You was making this big argument for Charlamagne early and everything that Drake was more impactful than Michael Jackson.
Bro, I was joking. I said I was joking. I said
you know,
I was joking.
You know you can't play with people nowadays,
Envy. I said I was joking. It was a joke.
They take everything literal. You know
I said it was a joke.
You know you can't play. You can't even joke no more. Sarcasm is dead. Satire is dead. You can't joke anymore.
Goodbye. Hello, who's this?
It's Waleed from Jersey.
What's up, bro? Slam to the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I'm trying to get at you, Envy. You were supposed to do this flipping Jersey show, and it never popped off. What happened?
It's funny. We actually start taping this week, so we back on it. You know what happened? We were actually taping it in Shout the Season. His grandmother passed, so when his grandmother passed, he took a couple of weeks off, and then we've been running since Coachella. But we actually start taping back this week. It starts with Sunday at Atlantic City. We're doing our real estate seminar out there, so we'll start taping there. We'll start going back to looking at deals, buying properties, flipping houses, getting tenants, and all that. So we on it.
All right, I need that information. I got prospects. I'm trying to get in the loop. What we doing?
All right, and then at 50 too. Tell 50, hurry up. We back on it though. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's your boy Fuhu. What's good with y'all?
Fuhu, what's up, man? Slander the Breakfast Club.
Man, I want to slander dog on Charlamagne, man. Charlamagne be saying some crazy stuff. Like, in a mid-conversation, he'll be like, he'll say some crazy, some gay stuff, bro.
Like what?
I don't know gay people.
Like what?
What is he saying?
Man, he be saying, y'all know what the man be saying, man.
Give us an example. I don't know what you're talking about. Give us an example.
Oh, man, y'all got to put me on the spot for an example?
Yes.
Yeah, man, the man knows exactly what he be saying. I just don't want to say it on live.
I want to know. You can't say I be saying things and you don't have no evidence. What I said?
Like the booty touching, man. Like the homie's booty touching. That's not cool, bro.
I've never said anything about touching a homie's booty.
Yeah, bro. Come on. Don't come on now.
Don't call up here projecting on me, bro. Don't call up here projecting on me. You've never heard me say anything about touching a homie's booty.
Bro.
I don't even talk like that, touch a homie's booty.
You have.
I have what?
No, listen, bro. Other than that, I love y'all. I love y'all. Every morning, y'all give good energy, good vibe. Even if it be sometimes the funny stuff, it be funny, though. You feel me?
When the last time you touched your homie's booty?
Hey, we don't roll like that on this side of town, guys.
What side of town you on?
What side of town you on, sir? Sir, what side of town you on?
Man, I'm from Broward. Fort Lauderdale, repping right now, man. North Lauderdale checking in, too.
There you go. There you go.
Like I said, I love y'all, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Man, hey, I could just give one shout out before I go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, www.sckmediatv.com. Check in, man. It's our own pay-per-view website. I love y'all, Breakfast Club, man.
All right,
thank you, King.
Slander the Breakfast Club, 800-585-1051. If you need to slander the Breakfast Club, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Keep the Breakfast Club humble with Slander the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's slander The Breakfast Club. If there's something you don't like about me, Yee, or Charlamagne, phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Derek.
Hey, what's up, man? Slander The Breakfast Club.
Charlamagne, bro, you a bitch. Why you look like a f***ing off-brand Tupac motherfucker?
I look like an off-brand Tupac? That's a compliment.
You old as hell, boy.
43, that's right, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Happy to be here. How old are you?
18.
Well, I hope you live to see 43, sir. But talking about you, now, let's go back to this. You sound like an off-brand Tupac.
Yeah, bro.
Tell me what about me looks like Tupac. All
right, bro. I got some big ass. You always wearing your hat like that. Your big ass nose.
Bro, it sounds like you flirting with him a little bit.
Nah, bro.
So when you say off-brand, like how off?
Like Walmart version.
Walmart,
you shooting your shot right now. Sound like you're trying to holler at him. You like Tupac?
Hey, I mean, I'm about to.
All right, okay, all right.
I like being off-brand Tupac. I can't lie to you, sir.
All right, well, you have a good day.
You too, bro.
Charlamagne Mary, he's not hollering at you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Breakfast Club. This is Kenny the Kid. How y'all doing?
Kenny the Kid, what's happening?
Slander the Breakfast Club, Kenny.
Not much, man. Hey, I had to get on the Breakfast Club to start with. Like, y'all whole phone system is wild. Like, bro, y'all from the 90s. Like, no voicemail, none of that.
We agree.
All right, and DJ Envy, I have to say, you got to start using the first part of your name, man, on the radio. Like, you a DJ, but I ain't hearing that part.
I say every break, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy.
That is true,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, but being a DJ and pushing buttons is two different things, man.
I'm a DJ. I get busy. You a DJ?
Nah. Right. And Solomon, I got to say, with the Timbs, every pair of Timbs you wear look like a pair of souvenirs from back when you used to sell crack, man.
You're right.
Hey, y'all have a good morning, though, man.
All right.
Hey, salute to Miko Grimes. Miko just texted me and said, I got to text you to slander the Breakfast Club. She said, two guys in New York. I'm not from New York. I'm from South Carolina. But she said, two guys in New York. Y'all poor sports memory killed me. Not knowing about the Knicks-Nuggets brawl is unacceptable. And she's still available for Monday with Miko to do a sports segment. Okay? Salute to Miko Grimes.
Yeah, Miko, we needed you this morning.
Yeah, we definitely needed you this morning, Miko.
Sorry, Miko. All right. Keith, what up? Slander the Breakfast Club, Keith.
Yo. The Breakfast Club.
What's up?
I'm about to slander DJ Envy, yo, because you know what I'm saying? Yo, DJ Envy, this guy never takes requests, but his boyfriend Charlamagne be like, I want to hear Yella. I want to hear Michael Jackson. Then all of a sudden you want to play them. Like, yo, that's crazy.
First of all, I'm nobody's boyfriend, contrary to popular belief. Okay? Okay? I am a husband.
No,
right?
He's not my husband, but.
That didn't sound right. You know what I meant.
I'm not your boyfriend. I'm a husband. He's not my husband. I just want to put that out there.
And another thing is, I want to say to Charlamagne, because first of all, I want to say that I'm a long-time listener. I've been listening since I was 21 years old. I'm 31 right now.
Wow.
All so, right.
Yeah, I've been listening from the whole start. Time.
Appreciate
and,
you.
The whole, and as far as your people's choice, it's so crazy. Like, it used to be the whole half an hour, but then you cut it off in like 13 minutes. You know, sold it out to the advertisers, straight to commercials. You're trash.
That's, you know what that is? We gotta pay salaries. That's why it's more commercials. More commercials mean more money.
Well.
Thank you, though.
All right.
Slander the Breakfast Club.
That was timely.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Gave me a laugh. All right. We got rumors on the way. We'll tell you about JD. JD's still talking his ish. He wants all the smoke with Diddy. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So Jermaine Dupri is really not letting up. He really wants all the smoke with Diddy.
Well, I don't blame JD at this point, because some of these people just being OD disrespectful for no reason. Like, I don't know who y'all think Jermaine Dupri is, but he is not who you think he is, and y'all got to stop with the disrespect.
No, I agree with you totally. No, JD got hits. He's written hits. He's produced hits. And he was on recently, and this is what he had to say. He's done playing with y'all.
I am in the Songwriters
talk that talk.
Hall of Fame.
Talk that talk, JD!
All right? Puff Daddy's not in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
What?
Steve Stout and the Trackmasters are not in the Hall of Fame. It's only four of us. Me, Dallas Austin, Jay-Z, and Missy Elliott.
Come on.
So I shouldn't have to play nothing. Y'all should have to hear his music. I shouldn't have to play nothing. What? I am in a seat that Puff Daddy can't pay for.
Listen, yes, JD is in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's absolutely correct on that. But he also has to remember that Versus is cultural.
That's right.
So it's really not about, you know, being in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. It's about having those cultural anthems, which JD has. You know what I mean? But I just think that the disrespect for Jermaine Dupri is kind of strange to me.
No, it's not kind of strange. It's like people are, I think, they're looking from the Versus view. Like, JD, don't get it twisted. JD has accolades beyond. But when it comes to that Versus, Puff just has cultural records. Like, he has Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. He has, you know, Victory. He has Mace. He has The Lox. He has Black Rob. And he has Mary J. Blige. And some of those, he can't compete. R&B, JD can compete.
But time out.
Hip-hop, you can't, though.
I mean, listen, even JD has produced some classic hip-hop records, too. Now, I'm not saying that those records are on the level of the records that we could name from the Biggies, the Maces, and the Loxes.
Benjamin's,
we're not going to act like Money Ain't a Thing is a slouch-ass record.
Benjamin's, Hypnotize,
JD produced Victory. Produced Success by Jay-Z and Nas.
There's not bigger than
I agree
of,
with you.
Records.
That's why I said
one
I think
chance.
I agree, but that's why I say I think it should
juicy,
be
warning.
It should be R&B and remixes, but that's all Biggie.
He could go Mace. He could go Black Rob. Whoa.
I think when we're talking about producers.
He could go Lox.
I think when we're talking about producers and the careers, you know, the hands that JD and Diddy have put on people, I would hope Diddy wouldn't just throw all Biggie records
but
on.
The thing with Diddy has so many hip-hop classics from so many classic artists, though. You know, and so does JD, but JD has a lot of R&B classics, though.
And how many of those records did he actually produce?
Now, if it's just producing, I'm just saying. That's totally different.
And how many of those records did he actually write?
If it's totally,
I'm not saying Diddy don't have the magic touch with a lot of things he does, but I'm just saying JD really produces, JD really writes.
But they were signed to his label, so how does Versus work at that point?
I'm with that. I'm with that.
His.
I'm with that, but I just don't like people fronting on Jermaine Dupri like he's some small fry. Like, he's not at all.
Not at all. No, JD gets busy. JD has accolades out the ass, but Versus is different.
Versus is different.
Now,
but
they keep it to what you just written, produced, JD got it all day.
Wrote, produced, and I think they should keep it to remixes and R&B.
But now, Diddy got his name on a bunch of stuff that he might not have produced. But don't worry about if you write rhymes, he write checks, right?
No. In a Versus, I worry about if he write rhymes.
Now, Dream Dog got on live yesterday to talk about how her driver was robbed at gunpoint and the person that actually robbed him is now dead. Listen to this.
This is the most ghetto-ish I ever was on this block. The nigga that robbed the cars is dead. I'm sorry to all my St. Louis fans. I would never be back to y'all city. These niggas dead ass robbed my driver. I was about to leave my bag, my money, my jewelry, everything in the car at gunpoint.
Oh, you don't want to leave?
No, I'm not leaving without my
yikes.
Yeah, she did make it clear she would never return to St. Louis and that she was waiting to get her things back and she's out. I mean, all artists just got to understand it. And, you know, this is as much as every artist and DJ and anybody that's on the road, this can happen. They can try to set you up to rob. I'm not saying that these promoters or anybody set her up, but, you know, when you're out and about, people will try to take what you have. Thank God that she was okay and she didn't get injured, but, you know, it's a sad situation.
Definitely is. I'm glad she's okay. I'm sorry. Sad somebody had to lose their life, but damn.
Yeah. And lastly, Wendy Williams' brother, he talks about her fighting and remaining hospitalized. Check out what he had to say online.
Thank you all for all the kind words. I really do believe and have the faith that Wendy's going to make it. It's not an easy fight. Sadly, come November, we're on the anniversary of my mother passing. And this isn't easy, but it's necessary. But she's doing well. She's stable. Have spoken with her. And, you know, we're hanging in there. She's hanging in there. We're praying. She's fighting.
I'm sending Wendy healing energy, man. I really did. I prayed for Wendy hard last week. I'm going to pray for her again this week. I'm really, truly, sincerely sending her a lot of healing energy.
Yeah, what scared me is, like, she's fighting. She's fighting. And, I didn't know it was that bad. I just thought she was dealing with some things. But I hope, yeah, like you said, I'm definitely sending her healing energy. And I hope that she's okay.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Want to look like $1 million, but only spend a handful of bucks? Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6 Blade Razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision cut stainless blades. Find your perfect shave wherever you shop, in-store and online at dollarshave.com. That's dollarshave.com. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout to everybody out in Detroit and Miami. My Carchella Car Show is coming to Detroit October 30th, in time for Halloween. So if you don't want to take your kids out in the streets and you want to do a trunk or treat, you could bring the kids. Bring them in their costumes. 5 and under are free. Celebrity cars, exotic cars, amusement rides, carnival games, and all that. We're going to have a family fun day. And then we're going to do the same thing in Miami on December 12th. So I can't wait to see you guys. And I know a lot of you guys have been asking about me and my wife's podcast. We're going to be back this week. We took a little break because of everything going on with Carchella, her being pregnant. I just wanted her to rest and relax. But we back this week. We got all your emails and texts and DMs. So we will be back this week.
Word. And don't forget to go to mentalwealthexpo.com. Because on 1010, I'm doing a mental wealth expo here in New York City at the Marriott Marquis Times Square from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's World Mental Health Day. So from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., we'll be at the Marriott Marquis Times Square. It's a day of mental health education and healing, and it's free and open to the public. So go to mentalwealthexpo.com for more information on that.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note, Charlamagne?
I do, but I also want to tell people, man, to make sure they scream the God's Honest Truth. That's my late night talk show that premiered last Friday. Make sure you scream it on Paramount Plus, or you can go watch it on demand on Comedy Central, and a new episode will be out this Friday, each and every Friday at 10 p.m., The God's Honest Truth, my new late night talk show. So thank you to everybody that watched episode one and that's been checking it out online. You can check us out on YouTube at CTHA Show, CTHASHOW. Make sure you subscribe to CTHA Show on YouTube as well. Now, the positive note is simply this, and it comes from Tashara Parker. Boy, Tashara, you have no idea how much you blessed my life this morning with this one right here. Tashara said, "Here to remind you, cousin, everyone doesn't deserve access to you. Moreover, access to you is a privilege. Remember that." And that's on continued healing. And then she asked, "Who needed to see this?" Me. That's who needed to see it this morning, Tashara. Thank you very much. I had to share it with the Breakfast Club listeners.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the Nosabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.